We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Herbert back to throw, looking in the end zone, back pedaling to his left. Now flushed up, Parsons! Parsons has him at the 30 and makes him throw it away.
And now one of the questions of the week has become, how much more are you believing in the defense of the Cowboys? Sean and RJ on your home of America's team. Jerry Jones at a special time this morning. Jerry had a meeting at 8:30, but he still wanted to come on to celebrate the win in L.A. So we will pop him on at 8:15 on DFW Sports Station. Yesterday, some of the Tolos gave us the heads up that our buddy, our weekly Wednesday guest, Michael Irvin, said that the Cowboys had a championship defense. I purposely avoided this to react to it on air. Did he say it? Did he say something different? And how far off is the playmaker if you think he is crazy for letting these words come out of his mouth on First Take?
No one has more takeaways in the red zone than the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not talking about good defense. This is championship defense. This is how you win championships, right here, taking the ball away. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys are doing. Oh, when DeMarcus Lawrence and everybody gets back, can you see what this is about to be? I'm telling you, the Dallas Cowboys defense is, hey, it's not anything to laugh about anymore. They showed up and showed out and won a game in 2 minutes. The most more games won in the NFL in the last 2 minutes than anywhere. And the Dallas Cowboys did that. Yes, sis.
All right.
Oh, no.
I think he got spun a little bit. I don't think Mike is saying they have a championship defense. I think he's saying creating those amount of turnovers is championship football. And it's nothing to laugh at anymore.
I'm pretty sure he said they have a championship defense.
I don't think so.
I think those are the exact words that actually came out of his mouth.
I don't think so. You can't say they have a championship defense and also say, well, they're not a defense to laugh at anymore. And he also said when Tank and Randy Gregory come back. You think he said they have a championship defense?
I think the exact quote was they have a championship. Am I wrong?
No,
I'm not talking about good defense. This is championship defense.
They have a championship defense.
Creating the turnovers is championship defense, I think.
Yes, but this is where these football types. Sorry, Mike.
Michael, text if you're listening.
You can't control turnovers. You can't control them. So you can't even play for them. They're a bonus. They're a gravy. You know, they're a lucky bounce. You can't play for turnovers. Like this team is their defense. We told you all offseason. We told you. Sean and I told you the defense was going to be better. It was going to be better.
Had to be.
Because it couldn't be worse.
Right.
Regression works both ways, positive, negative. It works both ways.
Stop.
They were going to be league average because that's what they've been for a decade. They've been a league average defense, and 2020 was the outlier. Just like we said that Tampa's defense wasn't going to be as good and Washington's defense wasn't going to be as good because it's doesn't and the Rams, because it doesn't work that way because defenses aren't reliable and stable and predictable. They're there.
Is the Cowboys defense right now today good, average, or bad?
It is average.
I agree right now. I probably wouldn't have said that after Tampa, after the Chargers game. I'll say average right now.
Just an average defense. That's great. I am for that. Give me an average defense and a great quarterback, and I'm going to the postseason. Give me a great quarterback and a defense that hits their super peak year, right? You know, they have that one year where they force 32 turnovers. Then you've got yourself a Super Bowl run like San Francisco did. That's what I need.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Michael will join us tomorrow at 840. Jerry is going to join us at 815. Let's play it one more time and see what the Fantex thinks if they think that Michael is saying this is a championship D.
No one has more takeaways in the red zone than the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not talking about good defense. This is championship defense. This is how you win championships. Right here, taking the ball away. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys are doing. Oh, when DeMarcus Lawrence and everybody gets back, can you see what this is about to be? I'm telling you, the Dallas Cowboys defense is, hey, it's not anything to laugh about anymore. They showed up and showed out and won a game in 2 minutes. The most more games won in the NFL in the last 2 minutes than anywhere. And the Dallas Cowboys did that. Yes.
All right, let's take it level by level. This is why they can't be a good defense. Forget great is ridiculous and insane. And we'll tell Michael that tomorrow if he holds that position. This is why they aren't even good. Your best pass rusher is a linebacker, okay? He's your best pass rusher by far. You still have no D tackles, even though Brian Baldinger came on at 720 and said, you know, he likes him a little bit more than most. Van Der Esch and Jalen played pretty decent games. I still don't think we have anything special at linebacker if Micah isn't playing there. And then in the secondary, Diggs looks like he's going to be a stud. You have humongous questions everywhere else, and you've gotten surprising safety play. I think that's where we stand right now. It's been the biggest surprise of the defense has been the safeties. And for one game, Micah Parsons at defensive end. Can't have a great defense based off that. Can't.
Well, look, I mean, great is relative, right? I mean, is a great defense one that is opportunistic and forces a ton of turnovers? You know, or is a great defense one that just doesn't let you throw the ball anywhere and stops the run all the time? You know, I think that that's a little bit more stable because, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't understand that there is not, you cannot play for turnovers. You can't. If you force a fumble, there's no way of telling where that ball is going to bounce. Quarterbacks, you don't get interceptions because you're good. You get them because quarterbacks make mistakes. That's just the reality of it. There's enough studies of this that, you know, if you don't want to believe it, don't believe it. It's not my problem. So you can't play for them. But if this is an opportunistic defense, which happens, right? You know, there's a reason that's the same defense 1 year will have 30 turnovers and the next year will have 10 because you can't play for them. But in that 1 year, you get that 1 year where everything comes together and you get a little bit of luck on your side. Is that a great defense? They give up a ton of yards, but they force a ton of turnovers. They get some short fields.
Right now, they are 18th in points scored against at 24 a game, taking on two fantastic quarterbacks so far. Hopefully, it's a step down in facing Jalen Hurts compared to Tommy Boy and Justin Herbert. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text is open. We are live on the fan cam. Just had a Tolo say, how do I find you on Twitch? You just search and type in Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch, and you can find us there as well. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Troy, with this news 20 minutes ago, J.J. Redick has announced his retirement. So he ends it in the uniform of the Dallas Mavericks. Didn't get what I thought we would out of J.J. last year.
Didn't get anything out of
it. Just fizzled out. Didn't even fizzle. Didn't get anything whatsoever. So J.J. Redick is stepping away, and Jerry Jones is stepping in. Let's celebrate. 1-1 and get you ready for the Eagles with Jerry Jones live on Sean and RJ coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For the win! Zerline's kick! Is it long enough? It is into the net for the victory! You called it! What a job! Dak Prescott played an outstanding game today! Coach McCarthy getting his team! You feel good after week one, right? But you still lost! You gotta come in here and get back to 1-1! And Herbert, a devastating loss! Both teams played a great game, too many penalties, but Dak Prescott and the Cowboys come down and let Zerline
unbelievable
pick the game winner. What a game.
The final call on CBS. Let's celebrate it with Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford built for Texas, built for you every single Tuesday. Jerry has a meeting coming up in a little bit, but he wanted to reschedule and move the time a little bit earlier to talk about the 1-1 Cowboys here on your home of America's team and DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan. So looking forward to this. We have a lot to get to. The final 30 seconds, Micah Parsons playing DN. Does he stay at DN? How about all this talk? Jerry was on with KMC last Friday, really praising Tony Pollard. And that hit big. Randy Gregory back. How are the ribs of Amari Cooper doing? Let's talk about all of it and celebrate the W with Jerry Jones live on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
John, RJ, great. Feeling great this morning. It is a fabulous Tuesday.
Yes, it makes it all better when you guys get a win for all of us on Monday and the start of our week. What were you thinking and feeling in the final 30 seconds of that thing the other day?
Well, I hated that it had come down. Well, really didn't hate it. I thought that we'd go into overtime or get the field goal, and my personal opinion was that Mike had gotten pretty confident in that kicker to kick from that distance rather than try to get 5 or 10 more.
What did you think of his explanation on that? That the clocks basically went dark and that Kellen Moore was blocked out. What did you make of that explanation?
I accept it completely. And you ask him from his perspective. Can it be improved on? I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you, but that's what happened. Well, and since we made it, there wasn't too much more to delve into there as far as I'm concerned.
I guess my concern is, like, you're not even concerned, but how is it okay to have a clock just disappear on you? Is that something that needs to be investigated through the league?
Well, again, there are a lot of conditions that you have in a stadium that you, if you are building a stadium or if you're configuring a stadium, and one of them would obviously be have clocks that the coaches can readily see. Thank goodness our quarterback saw it and got the timeout call.
Jerry, we know football is always evolving. One of the things we've had to work on more is like analytics and the math and clock and game management. Have you had to do the same thing with game management? Romo's really good at it. He's like, you do this at 10, you do this at 20, you take your timeouts here. Are you automatic with that these days with more of an emphasis on game and clock management?
Well, I think it's worth pointing out, Romo's had that back before they had the word analytic. He's a natural, and he understood his field position at all times. That has everything to do why he's such a good commentator. He can see so well, and he also has the football intellect to go with it. He's rare. I've said this many times, to have had that talent here and not gotten the Super Bowl is really even reminded me almost every time I'd see him or hear him do some commentary.
Jerry, you were praising Tony Pollard on Friday, even before this game. That came to fruition, but my story of the game was Micah Parsons. Did you guys think that he was, capable of anything close to that performance, and what did you think of his play to go there for the first time since high school and perform like that?
We thought he was the best defensive player in the draft, and that's why we just didn't cut our throat when we didn't get a corner. But and he is that because he's got that so much flexibility in what he can do on defense. And obviously we've seen him do it line up just in two games. We've seen him line up in multiple areas, and you'll see him continue to do that. I would say that pressure is the key. Wherever you bring him from, emphasize the work.
Well, I think you cut out there. You got us, Jerry?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, I emphasize the word pressure. You'll see him at play different positions, but most of the time we want to use him to get some pressure on that passer.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, in terms of position importance. A lot of people look at that DN over the linebacker, so do you just say, hey, play more DN, you're a new starter there till Tank comes back, or you want to keep that same versatility?
Well, let me be clear. You can get pressure, and he got it a lot. I just didn't know if he could do it in the NFL. But you can get pressure in the middle, and he's that quick. He's that fast, and he gave him fits at in college, and he can do that here after having seen him through training camp in these first two ball games. But you can get pressure in the middle with him.
Jerry Jones, join us here at 105 through the Fan. How do you see the running back touches going forward here? It was pretty split in this week. Pollard had a pretty good game. How do you see the touches moving forward?
Well, I see it as a great asset to this team, and you don't have an issue. We could have more carries or more touches by the running back, and in my opinion, will. Because of both the players are outstanding out of the backfield as receivers and quite a threat. And when you see Moore doing the job, our coordinator doing the job he did to neutralize San Diego's defense, you see what getting the ball out quick, getting the ball to the outside to those backs can do. You know, my hero of the game, or one of my heroes of the game, was Steele, our right tackle.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was outstanding, and I really felt that he would be in this lineup when we lost Collins, because he's been so consistent. He's really been the most consistent tackle that we've had there during training camp, and because Lyle was in and out quite a bit, and the one that I thought was the guy that could give you the most consistent would have been Steele.
Jerry, how do you guys weigh, when you're looking at a situation like Pollard and Zeke, how do you guys weigh the contracts that go in there? I mean, you're paying somebody $15 million. I mean, you want to get your money's worth, but somebody else is playing really, really well, and you want to be able to save Zeke. How do you weigh the contracts when all that is said and done?
Well, you don't in terms of the ultimate decision. You do what makes the first down, or you do what gets the most yards or ultimately wins the game, and that's where it all comes. The facts are that we really have an outstanding situation here, that Pollard gets up on him so fast and can really surprise the defense. He's stronger than he looks, but he just has got so sudden and got such a burst. And then Zeke, you don't even need to describe him. He's as powerful in terms of, I'm going to overuse the word, but his burst, I mean to tell you, he punishes the hell out of those defenders. And that's going to be both of those are going to be a real staple for us as we get into the season.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford here with Sean and RJ every Tuesday celebrating the win on the road to get to 1-1 on the season. We've talked about Steele and Micah and Pollard, but we've all been also, and I know the Tolos speak for it as well, the safety play has really jumped and stood out, Jerry. Didn't go get a huge name. Malik Hooker was a high pick, but well, talk about what you've gotten out of your safety play so far this year.
Well, we've got some great talent there. The Curse was simply outstanding, and then Hooker, of course, is we know what he's capable of and his talent level. And then Kazee is out there, and Wilson out there, and we've got a young rookie back there that's not chopped liver. So I think we're as deep and as solid at safety as we've been in years, and really got to give the right credit to our coach, our defensive coordinator Quinn, because he's been very creative with how he uses the strong safety or the safety that can really be down is the term, and got them with the right, I would say, positioning with the pass coverage as well as coming up to make the play from what would be a linebacker. In today's offenses, this is a hell of a solution, I think, and we're going to see how this unfolds as the year goes along.
Jerry, what was your understanding of what happened with the penalty on 4th and 20 with the punt team, with Azor getting in there? Obviously, you don't want to give up a 4th and 20. Was that designed to put pressure or a pump block on the Chargers? What was your understanding?
Well, I, to be very candid with you, I'm a little more conservative. We won a national championship with special teams when I was in college, so I'm a fanatical special teams interested fan, whatever, and I do believe that the turnovers or the bad plays in the kicking game are the equivalent of turnovers. They usually change possession and can change field position, and so I really like to choose my spots on taking those kind of risks. You're taking a risk every time you try to block a punt. And if you're getting the ball back, and I played on a team that actually punted from the 29-yard line going in to have better field position.
What?
And so, yes, actually Frank Broyles punted, but he was very conservative. But we spent 25 minutes, our first 25 minutes of every practice, doing nothing but special teams. And we would practice with broom handles behind our back, with our arms, with broom handles behind us, so we wouldn't use our hands, and so we wouldn't get those penalties. And so it was a really conservative way, but a big emphasis on special teams. And so I'm sure as we go along, that'll find its way going forward.
Jerry, how are things looking with the Amari Cooper rib issue? Do you think he'll be okay for Philadelphia along with Randy Gregory off the COVID list?
Yeah, I don't know today. I'm hopeful those ribs can get comfortable enough for him to play by the weekend, but I don't know. And, of course, we all understand how this testing is. His numbers are going down, which is great, his testing numbers. His negative testing numbers are coming up, if you will. But bottom line, he looks like he's getting better on Gregory.
Romo during the game said that he thinks Kellen Moore is a head coach next year. McCarthy was praising him yesterday. I know you don't want to lose him, but just talk about him and the intangibles or special qualities that could make him a head coach one day, Jerry, with your take on Kellen Moore and that topic.
Well, he was outstanding cerebral quarterback in college. really as good as you could find as far as doing it mentally. And I think that you start there. And then he's had great experience. He's, of course, been here with Romo during those times. You can imagine what that room was like. And then, of course, he had the time he spent with Jason Garrett and now with Mike McCarthy. So he's got a hell of a record. And certainly I'm excited about these next 15 ball games and excited about what he can do with the talent level we've got. He's a fine coach.
Jerry, I want to ask you about the taunting rule. 19 taunting or unsportsmanlike penalties in the first 2 weeks. There was 38 all of last year. Is it being over-enforced? Is it being enforced the way it was intended to be?
Well, they've really defined the definition of we're going to make taunting a point of emphasis this year. And so when you go into a season and you've got these this type of behavior, or not behavior, but it could work that way with any penalty. Well, you see a heavy dose of it early because officiating the league is trying to make its point. We're trying to stop that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what you're seeing, and hopefully that'll get back to a level that's ordinary, not extraordinary.
Well, look, thanks for giving us another thriller at the ending. A little too close for comfort there, but we got the W. Thank you so much. We know you have a meeting to get to, and let's get another one in Philly. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Man, I'll tell you, if I could draw them up and produce them, they would not be that close. So I can't take the credit for that one, but, boy, that win is special, and this team is emboldened by it for sure. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you in Arlington. I think I said in Philly. In Arlington for the Cowboys home opener for Monday Night Football. What did y'all take from that? I think he's trying to say he would have preferred to be closer with the field goal and also be a little more conservative with the punt rush. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, I think both of those are fair. I mean, we'd all like to be closer with the field goal. I guess the difference is, you know, obviously what would have happened is, you know, you run the risk of an incomplete pass and giving the Chargers some time, you know, all that stuff. But we all would have liked to have been closer. And I just didn't get the punt rush. Like, why? There was no risk. A punt is a turnover. Don't give them a reason or a way out. They're giving you a turnover. Voluntarily, don't screw it up.
I agree. What else jumped out? Autoflex, he's seen fan text at 877-881-1053. He said, as you would expect, we're not going to decide playing time by contracts with this whole Zeke Pollard thing that the fan base is trying to have a debate over, cause a little running back divide. Micah Parsons, He was trying to say Mike is not going to be a full-time DN, that he can also rush from up the middle. That, to me, means from his linebacking spot. So they're going to continue to have him work in multiple places. And he was really proud of Terrence Steele. He broke the news last week. Yeah. We all looked at each other like, hey, this is a mistake. Zach Martin should be the right tackle. And they ended up being right with Joey Bosa being a non-factor. Zero rushes on the entire day in L.A.
And also, Jerry said, we are as deep and solid at safety as we have been in years, which really ain't that hard.
No.
Okay, it's not that hard considering what has been in the safety position for these boys. And his very last answer, I'm glad he pointed that out. I'm specifically glad that you retweeted the video yesterday of the collection of taunting penalties because, listen, whenever you make a mistake on the radio, you want to admit to it. I don't know why I'm staring at RJ, but I'm just saying it. But whenever you predict something and it comes correct, you want to go ahead and boast about it. We said this a month ago on this airwaves. Taunting is going to be a joke in this league. And it absolutely was Sunday. And I think Jerry laughed it off a little bit, but
he agrees.
It's ridiculous.
He agrees, and he thinks right now they're trying to overdo it before correcting it. Now, normally they overdo it in the preseason.
Yeah.
Normally in the exhibition season, they're a little extra anal with the calls. But they're doing it 2 weeks in, and it's stupid. It is ridiculous, man. It is 15 yards for some of the things that they deem as taunting. Yeah, and all these coaches are responding the same, too. Like, Belichick sounded like the Giants owner. Oh, we just don't want that type of behavior. You know? What about the example for the kids? So baseball is trying to encourage it, and football is trying to discourage it.
Go figure. Baseball is trying to encourage you to bat flip and showboat, and football's saying no.
Right?
I mean, I would have lost that bet,
I know,
to be honest with you, but that's the way it is. I used to care. I used to care about this.
You mean like get worked up, like hate it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You? You used to hate the chauvinistic look at me?
Oh, my God. I used to be an insufferable person. I just grew up and I was like, who cares?
What age did that transformation?
It was about 6 o'clock this morning.
I think when I had kids, I stopped caring.
Oh.
I think I stopped.
Okay.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I stopped caring what other people do when I had kids.
Okay.
All right. And it's like, what's the big deal? You know, you score. I used to be like, why? There's like one guy that could taunt, Deion. Deion is the only one that could showboat, that could high step into the end zone.
Right.
Okay. Deion's the only one that actually could do it and back it up. And now I'm like, dude, who the hell cares? I don't mind bat flipping down 8-1. Don't care. Do it.
Where is the Aaron Rodgers troll now? He had all this to say. And then Aaron puts up 4 touchdowns in Monday Night Football. Where's the Aaron Rodgers troll now and around the NFL after Jerry just joined us? It's all coming up next with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Rogers looks right, throws the middle. Got Tonyan! Touchdown! Oh, he threaded the needle to Robert Tonyan!
I don't particularly love the attitude and arrogance of Aaron Rodgers, but I liked it last night after he threw 4 touchdowns in the Packers' win over the Lions, 35-17 on Packers Radio. He said, now maybe some of the trolls can get off of our back. By the way, Peyton Manning last night during the Manning cast suggested that the offseason drama played a role in how Aaron played against the Saints when they got murdered in Jacksonville. And Aaron gave an interview with Aaron Andrews like right before the game on Fox NFL Sunday, still talking about it. I'm like, why are you still talking about it? Let it go. And Peyton's like, I don't know if he got that out of his head with the way he played. I don't know how Peyton could be able to decipher that. But last night, obviously going up against the sorry Lions defense compared to the Saints defense made a difference. But one of the trolls that Aaron is talking to is Jermichael Finley, the former Packer tight end, who had this to say about Aaron recently on TMZ.
For one, playing for so long. Two, conflict between the teams and him during the course of an offseason, that actually makes a player tired, no matter how much money you got, no matter who you are. Aaron Rodgers looks tired, you know what I mean? And if you had the hoopla offseason like Aaron Rodgers had this offseason, I bet the guy is tired. I bet the guy probably don't want to play football anymore. And like I said, the Aaron Rodgers I know, he comes out shooting and playing his best football in week 1.
Good Lord. All right, make this the last clip we play of this clown. Didn't he say also, I could see it in his eyes.
I read his eyes.
I could see it between the helmet. He isn't as dedicated. Final clip from Jermichael hating on Rodgers before last night.
If the Aaron Rodgers in the first quarter of the season, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4 a week. If you don't see it, that's go to love.
You're saying if Rodgers' struggles continue, you say by week 4, you're telling the Packers, let's pull this.
In my opinion, you might as well. You got one of the highest paid backup quarterbacks sitting right behind Aaron Rodgers, so you might as well utilize him and get him going for the future.
Listen,
he just said that Jordan Love should play week 4. And Aaron Rodgers just won the MVP. He won the MVP. Now, the next few weeks, like, this Packers schedule is not easy. All right.
So no, they just had their reprieve, right? You know, like, they were down at halftime.
They were down at halftime. But that wasn't because of Aaron's fault. If you watch the Manning cast, that's the way Detroit was playing them. Daring them to continue to run. We're not going to let you throw deep. And then he became unhinged in the second half. At San Fran, Steelers at home. All right, those are two tough defenses in the next 2 weeks. Then at Cincy, at Chicago, Washington, at Arizona, at Kansas City, Seattle. So the only breaks in there, really, the Bengals, Bears, Washington, depending on the QB situation. But you got defenses in Pittsburgh, San Fran, Chicago, Washington. Not easy. I
mean, no. And you know, what is Washington's defense, really? We don't know. But listen, it's not the easiest schedule in the world. They're going to have a quarterback advantage in most of the games, which is good for them. But this guy, I mean, he does have it out for Rodgers. Now, he is right about one thing. Like Bill Parcells would say, the moment you think about retiring, you've already retired.
Which I disagree with. I disagree with a couple Parcells-isms. And one is that, like, I mean, Cole Beasley quit. He was done. He came back and
did
played.
He, or was he being a child?
He's playing. I don't know. He thought about retiring. Now we're gonna try to decipher if he was actually thinking about it. He wasn't being a child. He was like, he quit. He left training camp. I mean, Favre quit, came back and balled out many a time. So.
Yeah, I wonder how much of Favre was quitting because he was a drama queen and he wanted to not go to training camp. I don't know. It's a generalization, and it probably sticks for some. It doesn't stick for others.
Sure.
You know, but if he, you know, if he is sitting here thinking, man, do I really want to put him on Jeopardy? They go do Jeopardy. You know, they go do that. But like last year was a fantastic, it may have been his best year ever or second or third best year. Like, you know, 2011 would have been special when they were like 15-1. But that was also the first year in a couple years where, I mean, prior to last year, his QBR was 20th, 18th, and 8th in the 3 years prior. And his DVOA was 13, 12, 14. And then last year he was top 5 in both. Probably top 3 in both. Did he have a great year last year? Did he have an outlier year last year? Was he bad the previous 3 years because of coaching? We don't know. But Rodgers, if he wanted to retire, that's fine. That's fine. But to say that he should just be benched after week 4... I don't know about that. week 4, it seems a little quick for me.
Period. You're not benching it for Jordan Love, period, unless the Packers are eliminated from playoff contention. So that's the way it went last night with Monday Night Football. Other things that I wrote down, because I view the Manning cast as a football education, and you had Peyton joking about the Patriots cheating and Gronk not paying attention and Brett Favre having a hard time with the Zoom call and Pat McAfee with crazy energy telling the awesome roulette table story. But I also like to write down the football points. And Peyton educated us in the first half, him and Eli, on the two deep safeties and what you're supposed to do against it. That Detroit was saying, we know you're the great Aaron Rodgers. We know you got an MVP outside with Devontae Adams. We know you want to throw it deep. We know you want to hit home runs. You're going to have to pick us apart. And we don't think you'll have the patience. We're going to force you to run the football. And Peyton was sitting there saying, keep running it. Just keep running the football, as they couldn't do week 1 against New Orleans because the score got so out of control. And then he was talking about alert calls, that you have these two plays. Mm-hmm. And we already knew this, that a lot of quarterbacks get two plays that come in. But he was showing off the alert going to the head. And then Peyton was talking about his struggles against the 3-4. How much he disliked it, and he wanted to get defenses out of the 3-4 because New England always played that, and he wasn't used to seeing it in practice based upon what he went up against.
Hated it. He hated it. Couldn't figure out where the other extra rusher was coming from.
And then talking about Jared Goff's wristband, and I never heard this. When the quarterback has the wristband on, it still kind of messes up the timing process. So Goff, first year, new team, is being told, hey, call play 17. So Goff then calls it, then starts visualizing the play versus being on the same exact page as the OC, and he can basically finish the play call coming out of the coordinator's mouth, and you're visualizing in the huddle where you're going to go, where the routes are. Instead, he's in the huddle, he's waiting for the play, gets it, reads it off, then starts visualizing at the line of scrimmage, and Peyton says it just throws things off a little bit, but in year two and three, he'll be on the exact same page.
And that's Anthony Lynn, who's the OC
there.
You know, and this is why quarterbacks that get new OCs every year are always at a disadvantage. Now, some of the great ones can overcome that, but great ones don't get new OCs every year.
Yeah, Favre. Did you hear Favre talking about the different language? He said he's in the Green Bay system for 16 years, then he goes to the Jets, and it was the exact reverse. The protection,
yeah.
The protection, the routes, the whole thing got completely reversed, and he said it's very, very difficult. And then Peyton gets so daggone stressed and worked up, like he's actually playing. He defends, by the way, every quarterback decision. Holy crap. Every rule, every official, every call that goes against a quarterback, he defends the quarterback, and he's rooting for every daggone throw and every play. And Peyton Manning, he was fantastic again last night. It's football education,
I
really.
I can't wait till next week. Now, it's going to be different because, you know, I don't know that that Manning would like to do a game where it's, you know, Lamar against Hurts or running quarterback and running quarterback. You know, that's not that's not their thing. But I can't wait to see what they say about Dak. Cannot wait to see how that is.
And then they brought on McAfee at the end, who, of course, played with Peyton and Indy. And they said, for the first time in the history of the show, we want to hear a punt, because Peyton, you know, hates punts, you know, keep the offense on the field. We want to hear a punter break down a kick. Gavin Spittle, this is for you.
Up 18 in a game that you are favored by 11.5 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Corey Bohorquez is asked to do something he has not done for the last 3.5 hours. Okay, come out, because Aaron Rodgers and the quarterback could not convert on a 3rd and 10, and now it's 4th and 20. You have to save the day. Now, Corey Bohorquez, fresh out of Buffalo, Bills Mafia loved him. The guy's got an absolute hammer, Peyton. Now, will he be as consistent as you would hope? Green Bay is a windy-ass place. Snaps good. Corey unloads, uncorks. Goodbye! Sideline! 10 yards. That's not great. You would hope that you pin him there and then your gunner just kind of takes him out there. But Corey with a hammer, I love that guy. It's great for the brand.
I love it.
And you can say,
I love it.
Peyton, say it. Great punt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.